does print usually, is that usually limited to makeup, or does that?
It implies makeup, but also I think the entire process of being put together properly and spending excessive time at this.
Right. And how about preen? Is that the same thing, or is that?
Preen is sort of admiring yourself, I think.
Okay. Now, what about a man who did this? What would you use that as the same words for a man?
I know you'd more likely say he was vain, or that he was strutting in front of the mirror.
Okay,
I think.
That's good. Something you might take, you carry in your hand if you go into the store. You might have
a purse.
Okay, and something you might wear on your wrist, not a watch, but a
bracelet.
And something wear around your neck.
A necklace, or possibly a chain, or beads, or pearls.
Now, if you're pearls or beads, you might. What would you call that? A what of beads or?
A string of beads.
Or
a strand of pearls, more likely, and
right.
I don't know why.
Okay, that's interesting. But now,
you suppose that sounds more elegant, like vase instead of
a vase? Maybe so, sure. Someone once said, McDavid tells a story that a person very seriously told him, he said, vase and vase, and the person gave both. The person said, vase or vase, and he said, what do you mean, vase or vase? He said, well, it's over $3.50, it's a vase. Something a man might wear over his shoulders to hold his pants up.
Oh, suspenders, and they also can be called gauzes.
Okay, and you open this up on a rainy day.
An umbrella.
And over the when the bed's being made, the last thing you put on
is the bedspread.
Now, is that ever called anything else?
It depends on what it's made of. The one in the guest room could be called a counterpane.
Now, what's the difference between a counterpane and a bedspread?
A counterpane is a woven, I think of it as a white, something that is washable and durable,
uh-huh.
Whereas a bedspread to me is more likely to be something that's made of a finer fabric that's more decorative.
I see. And something you put your head on, that's a
pillow.
What about a long one that might go?
Oh, that is a bolster.
And when you talk about that, you say that bolster goes the bed. It goes
across the bed.
Uh-huh. Not partway.
Across the head of the bed.
Yeah. It doesn't go partway across the head.
No,
of the
it
bed.
Goes all the way across.
Okay. And you don't would you ever use anything else besides all the way, like clean, slam, jam, or plum?
No.
None of those.
I heard clean and plum
yeah.
both.
And something like a blanket, except it might be. That women make these or have
them. Oh, an afghan.
Yeah, but this is something
a
that...
Throw.
A
coverlet is what you're thinking.
Well, coverlet is one. Now, a coverlet, is that something that's tied or something?
No, it's woven.
All right.
It's woven on a loom,
uh-huh.
And it's of wool.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing, but now something that might not be... it might be made of cotton.
Your quilt.
All right. Now, do you know any of these that are tied rather than sewn?
Mm-hmm. You tie comfort.
Okay.
And it often is filled with wool or down.
Okay.
And it's made of silk or satin type material rather than cotton, as most of the quilts are. You can have silk quilts.
Mm. But that would still be, that's not just...
That's a puff, you see, a puffy sort of thing that's tied. At regular intervals, rather than being intricately stitched in a pattern as a quilt is.